I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Where are you? You're here somewhere. R.S.T. Brother Thomas, gotcha.
You gave me the shock of my life, so you did.
Good God, woman.
Father McKenna!
I'm sorry, Kathleen, just... Sorry, just I thought you'd be gone home by now. It's very late.
I know it's late. It's taken me forever cleaning that floor out there. Filthy it was. And what in heaven's name do you think you're doing anyway up that ladder at this hour?
Looking up a quarter two for the Easter Mass.
Well, you'll be doing yourself a mischief. Now get down at once.
All right, I'm coming.
Oh, you should get Gordon or wee Tabitha to help you with such things. They'll be coming in with the flowers tomorrow morning. Sure, it can wait till then. You have another 2 days till Sunday.
Aye. You're probably right. Oh, what would I do without you, Kathleen? Aye. You've always looked after me.
Don't you go trying to butter me up now, Father. I know what you're like. But you have to watch out for yourself in this life. There's no one better placed to do the job.
You're so right, Kathleen. Again.
Well, I'll be saying goodnight, Father.
Suppose if I offered to walk you home in this storm?
I'd say you'd lost your mind, Father. Storm indeed. 'Tis nothing but a wee wind. And I've been battling that all my life.
I'm sure you have, Kathleen. Sure you have. Now then, here you are. A suggestive inquiry into the Book of Nicodemus, being an attempt towards the recovery of its true wisdom and meaning by Brother Thomas. Old Bishop Michael would have a fit if he saw me reading you, God bless him. Gestas and Dismas Bernice, Pilate here. Suddenly there came a voice as of thunder. Remove, O princes, your gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. When hell heard that, he said unto Satan, the prince, Depart from me and go out of mine abode. If thou be a powerful warrior, fight thou against the King of Glory. So hell cast Satan forth out of his dwelling. Aye, that's it. That's it. And what have you to say here in your commentary, Brother Thomas? Itaque diabolus ex inferno imo desuget et omni tres dies imperabit. I knew it. That's what he said. I'm sure of it. God help us all.
The time is 12:58 on the 29th of November 2019. Continuation of the interview with Sergeant Jacqueline O'Hara with regards to the events on the Isle of Tullamore last April. In attendance, Inspector Gail Carey of New Scotland Yard and Mr. James Pryor of the Home Office.
Thank you, Inspector. Please, Sergeant, will you pick up your testimony for us at the point when you first met this stranger? This man who was to become your...
Testimony?
Forgive me. I'm trying to avoid the word report.
Why? That's what it is, isn't it, sir?
It's just semantics, I'm afraid. We don't want any confusion with regards to your first report from back in July. Shall we say your account of the events on Tullamore, then?
Do I have a choice?
I'm sorry?
Do I have to, sir? I mean, you're recording all this, and you said anything I say will be treated confidentially. Well, that makes me think maybe I should have a lawyer, or at least a police representative with me.
Sergeant, of course you have a choice. I'm sorry if you feel misled in any way. Absolutely, you may call your lawyer should their presence make you feel any easier. But I must stress, this is not an interrogation. You are not under caution or in any way obliged to assist this investigation. We can stop and you may leave at any time. But as the only witness we have, your insight is invaluable.
Right.
Thank you. Now, you say this man, this stranger whom you apprehended at the Ward Farm and who, according to Mr. Guthrie, had set fire to the house, he gave his name only as Kai.
That's correct.
Nothing else?
No. He refused to give any other name and he had no ID on him.
I see. And so he became your prime suspect?
My only suspect.
Right. You took him back to Dorry?
Yes, he went willingly. Didn't put up any resistance at all.
Didn't you find that strange? If he was so big and powerful that Mr. Guthrie caught him and you took him in?
Yes. But you have to understand, right from the start, there was nothing normal about this man. I'll admit it was a mistake on my part, judging him like any other criminal. I should have been more cautious, I suppose. But the truth is, I'd never met anyone like him before.
Did he say anything on the way back?
No, nothing. And when we eventually got him to the station, he still wouldn't answer my questions.
Yes, this interview, you mention it in your original report, and yet there's no recording of it, no transcript.
I know, but I had a witness. I asked Alan Forbes to sit in with me. There was nothing else I could do in the circumstances without backup from the mainland. I did record it and write it up afterwards, but... somewhere along the line, it must have all got lost or...
or what?
Destroyed.
Well, who would have done that?
I don't know. Perhaps it was just the storm. All I do know is that when I tried my phone later on, all the recordings of Kai had gone.
You used a phone to record the interview?
As I told you, ma'am, the police station wasn't up to much. The recorder broke years ago.
Right, well, tell us then, in your own words, what you recall of the interview.
Well, like I said, he wasn't very forthcoming when I asked directly about the murders. He simply kept on ignoring and deflecting.
I'm asking
no.
you if you killed the Ward family.
No, these are the wrong questions.
What?
It is irrelevant now. What's done is done. But the girl...
what about her?
The daughter, where is she?
What are you talking about?
You have to find her.
We've got her.
You have?
Has she escaped? Now she's safe and sound, pal.
Are you sure?
Don't you worry about her.
Oh, Madame McRae.
What's that?
Speak English.
No one escapes. You must ask, why was she allowed to go?
Allowed? Are you saying someone else killed her family?
Now, you listen.
If someone else did that to the wards, then why did you set light to the farmhouse, hmm? You surely can't deny that.
To destroy the bodies.
Ah, there you go. To destroy the evidence.
So they would not be taken.
Taken.
Who would take them?
If the bodies are left whole, then he can still be used.
Right, this is crazy.
Alan!
He's taking us for a ride, can't you see that?
Where do you come from?
A few miles outside Antioch.
Where's that?
What do you call Syria?
Oh, there you go. Refugee are you, I suppose. Asylum seeker. Bit far off course, aren't you?
Alan, please, leave this to me.
All right. Go on, then.
Can I get this straight? You're saying you did not kill the Ward family. Do you know who did?
Just answer the question, man.
If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you.
Listen, big man, there is only so much crap that I can take.
It is right you release your anger, for if you do not, it will fester. But make sure, my friend, that you can control it, or it will come to control you.
So help me God, you ever call me your friend again and
Alan.
I'll... Look here, Mr. Kai.
Just Kai.
Yeah, whatever. You're bloody right, I'm angry. We've got three islanders cut to pieces, mutilated, and my wife is looking after a wee girl in a terrible state. She will never be the same again. Now, I know that you did it, so why don't you just fucking well fess
up? Right,
that's enough anger for you, huh?
Interview terminated.
What'd you do that for?
Out. Come on.
You cannot blame that on me. That was him. That big bastard.
You are way out of line, Alan. You're in there just as a witness.
Jackie, he is clearly off his head.
Do you think I can't see that? And I still have to take a statement. Get as much out of him as I can. It'll act as evidence against him. Do you understand? And this was a mistake.
What do you mean?
I want you to stay out here and wait until I've finished.
What? I'm not just going to leave you alone with him. He's a killer, for Christ's sake.
He's a suspect and he's handcuffed. I've done this before, Alan, many, many times. So please... let me get on with my job, and do not interrupt me again.
All right, if you're sure. But I'll be right here if you need me.
Right. Let's try again, shall we?
That man wants you.
What man?
Oh. But you know that. You have lain with him already.
Excuse me?
It's important you tell him how you feel. You will need someone in your life when this is over.
I really don't think that you have any right
to... It is important in life, to be honest, especially with oneself. Lies are why the world is as it is.
Okay. Well, let's get back to you, shall we? Why did you come to this island?
To atone.
What does that mean?
To pay a debt.
Yeah, I know what it means.
Wasting your time with me. It is the girl you should be concerned with. They will come for her.
Who will?
They who did this.
So, you are saying you didn't do this? And that there's more than one murderer? Listen, Kai, or whatever your name is.
No.
I'm sorry?
You listen, Sergeant Jacqueline O'Hara. You have no idea what is happening here. You are indeed out of your depth.
Wait. What did you just say?
This is only the beginning. You must ready yourself. You must prepare. You who have seen bodies before. More than enough. Natural deaths, accidents, of course, but also murders. Overdoses, knifings, even two shootings. But nothing like this. Never before. Sacrifice.
Is that what it was? Some sort of ritual killing?
A preparing of the ground.
Preparing? For what?
Not what, who.
What are you doing? Sit down.
This time, an island, a storm. The offering is made, and yet... the girl is released.
What are you saying?
A survivor. He must need her alive.
He? Is that the killer? Who needs her alive?
The unnameable.
Oh, give me strength.
But of course you do not understand. You know nothing of this island, do you? You're not from here. But even those who are, those who live on this cursed rock, they have forgotten. Perhaps not the wards, they knew, but the others who farm the land, fish the sea, drink, eat, breed here, they ignore its marks, the signs left by their forefathers. Even the names, Dolomore, Dori, Skull, Great Hollow, Door, Shroud,
hell are you?
Look at you. You who crave the truth so very much. And yet you cannot see what is right in front of your eyes, right beneath your feet. You would never understand the answers I give you. It has always been thus for centuries. And he preys on damaged souls, the defeated, those whose hopes and dreams have been shattered. God's broken children.
Don't come any closer.
You who have lost so much, Sergeant O'Hara. Your home, your husband. Ah, and a child, of course. He knows all this, every detail of every single agony. It feeds him.
Don't touch me.
And these tears, they give him strength. You must not live in fear, Sergeant. Fear of this life, of your own true self.
Kai.
Yes.
I am arresting you for the murders of Agnes, Michael, and Jennifer Ward. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defense if you fail to mention, when questioned, something you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be used in evidence. Do you understand?
At last.
Wait, you're saying this man knew all about you and your past?
Well...
The breakdown of your marriage, details of your experiences in Glasgow, even the death of your young child.
I'm not sure.
Didn't that concern you?
I dismissed it at the time. I presumed he had somehow obtained that information via social media, the internet and the like. It wouldn't have been difficult.
Wouldn't it?
He could have found it all there somewhere. But he was just using it to play mind games with me, to try and get inside my head.
Tell me, Sergeant, you've carved a rather unusual career path for yourself, haven't you?
I'm sorry?
Well, it's just, as you say, you were an English lass from the city, working the Western Isles. How exactly did that come about? I mean, originally you were born to Irish parents in Yorkshire, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Where did you start your service?
I spent the first 8 years or so in Middlesbrough, then I married a Scotsman and moved up here to Glasgow. The marriage didn't work out, so I wanted a change.
But why the Western Isles? Why Tolmore?
Yeah, it's quite an extreme change, wouldn't you say?
I thought it would be a fresh challenge. I've always loved it out there. The islands are unlike anywhere else I've ever seen, especially Tolmore.
Would you say with hindsight, Sergeant, that you underestimated this man?
Of course, sir. We all did.
Why did you terminate the interview at that point?
It was very late, gone 3 o'clock in the morning. We'd been going round and round in circles with him for over an hour. He wasn't making any sense, so I decided to suspend any further questioning until the following morning.
But you didn't have a confession of guilt at this point?
He was extremely evasive and clearly disturbed. I followed basic protocol.
But you still had no motive?
No, ma'am.
Didn't that bother you? I mean, why on earth would a total stranger from thousands of miles away target the Ward family and in such a specific and violent manner?
Of course it bothered me.
In your initial report, you say that he told you to evacuate Tolmore.
He may have said something like that. I don't remember.
You write here that he said, you must take everyone and leave this place immediately.
Yes, but he said a lot of things, ma'am. And most of them were confused and, well, confusing. At that time, he was the only danger I perceived. Anyway, it was already impossible to evacuate because of the storm.
And so you locked him in the cell for the night, there in the police station?
Yes. It was the only choice I had.
Mm. And did you release him from his handcuffs?
Of course, sir. Again, basic protocol.
Then what?
I had to write everything up, so I went back to my room at the Black Crow. If I ever stayed over on the island, I slept there.
So the suspect was held at an empty police station?
No, Alan Forbes stayed overnight at the station.
You left an untrained man, a fisherman, and from what you've told us, a particularly volatile individual to look after a highly dangerous suspect.
The suspect was locked up. There was no alternative available.
Did you leave Mr. Forbes the keys?
Of course I did. Look, Mom, I don't know what you're driving at here. What exactly
If you could just answer the questions, Sergeant.
No judgment, Sergeant. Just fact. So, you went back to the pub.
Yes.
And that was that. You went to bed.
Can we go on to what happened when you returned the next morning?
No.
Sorry?
I didn't go straight to bed that night.
Right.
Why not?
I met someone when I got to the Crow.
You didn't mention anyone in your report.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't, Sergeant.
Well, I suppose I didn't think it was that important back then.
Ah, there you are, Jackie.
Father McKenna. The island's priest was sitting in the lounge, reading by the fire. He had his Bible in one hand, a glass of whiskey in the other. You're up late. What are you doing?
Waiting for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I need to speak with you, Jackie. Sit down.
The father was well known to like a drink, and I could see he'd already had quite a few. Can't it wait till morning?
No, it can't. No, just sit yourself down and have a drink with me. It's important.
I don't really have time for this.
Now, how do you know what you don't have time for when you don't know what it is I'm to tell you?
He wasn't going to take no for an answer, so... All right, just the one.
That's it. Yeah, you look like you could do with a glass anyhow. Here. Now, I know you and I have never exactly seen eye to eye.
Father.
Ah, ever since you first came here, you've avoided me. And my counsel. And I know why. I know you think God has turned his back on you.
Please.
What you went through. The life you left to come here.
Really?
I need to say something. I need to talk to you with an eye to God now. You hear? I've been sitting by this fire all night, waiting for you. Reading the good book. Preparing my words for Easter Mass.
I'm not in the mood for a sermon, Father.
When are you ever, eh? You never come to St. Cuthbert's. Not for the community, let alone yourself.
Blame that on your brothers in the church. All those who preached only hell and damnation to little children. I never took to it myself. All seemed a mite hypocritical, you know. First take the log out of your own eye and all that.
Mm. You know your scripture, at least.
Look, Father, I don't mean any offence, but it's very late. I've had a hell of a night, and I have a lot of work to do in the morning. So would you mind, please, just getting to the point?
I know what happened to the wards. And I know you have a man in custody.
How do you know that?
This is a small island. There's not too many of us on it. Hard to keep a secret.
I wasn't trying to keep a secret. I was trying to stop a full-scale panic.
But don't you think we have a right to know our friends have been butchered like that?
Like what? Who's been telling you all this? Was it Frank Guthrie? Father, I need to know. I need to keep this quiet until we can get help from the mainland.
Well, like I said, Tolmore is no place for secrets. But in case you forgot, the whole farmhouse went up in flames in the middle of the night. What do you expect? You're lucky Duncan had tossed everyone out of here before the news got back.
Not everyone, it seems. How many know?
A handful. And I swore them to keep it tight until I'd spoken with you. But listen, what I have for you is, besides all that, I need to tell you something. Something you may find beyond your present powers of belief.
Well, what is it?
Something about the man you've locked up across the way there.
You know him?
No. I don't know him. But he came to see me. To the church yesterday. It's been weighing on my mind all night. It's a terrible thing.
What are you trying to say, Father?
He told me what he was going to do.
He told you?
Yes. He said, or rather, he implied he had come to Tolmore to kill.
And you didn't think to tell me this?
You weren't here. And I couldn't be sure at the time, and besides, it was during his confession. He was on his knees. It was confidential, you understand? Between him, me, and God.
But he told you he was going to commit murder. What time was this?
I'm not sure. Just after lunch. I found him in the church. I thought he was just taking shelter, but then he asked me to absolve him of sins he was about to commit.
Jesus Christ, Father.
Yes, indeed, kiddo. It was in his name that I listened to that man.
But you must have realised he was in some way dangerous. If not to others, then perhaps to himself.
It's all very troubling. He had a kind of... I don't know, a kind of... a rare intensity about him. You'll understand I'm now breaking a sacred trust, but I have to. Because of what happened up at the bar. Such a terrible thing. This week of all weeks. Aye. You look at me however you wish, young lady. You may think I'm a stupid, washed-up priest, but I know people. You get to know them in this job, just as you do in yours, no doubt. Only I look for the best in them, not the worst. I never thought he would actually go and do anything. He just seemed a terribly disturbed soul, you know, a fantasist, no more.
It's only disturbed people who commit crimes like that. Well, just don't go telling anyone else about this, all right? We'll talk tomorrow. Thanks for the drink.
There was one other thing.
What?
I've seen him before.
I thought you said you didn't know him.
I don't. I mean, I recognised him.
From where?
From a dream. From a nightmare.
Right, that's it, Father. I have to go.
No, you must believe me. It's important.
I am not wasting any more time after the night I've had listening to what or who you've seen in your dream.
But you must. It's the whole point of this unfortunate business, this place, this island. It's powerful. It opens you up and rips out your greatest fears. Believe it or not, I never touched a drop before I came here, you know? Then I started having these dreams. Years ago. They were unclear at first. Hazy, but... they soon became more defined. More detailed. So, drink... became the only thing that would give me rest, you see? Well, some sleep at any rate. Some nights I'd go to bed without remembering a thing. I know what people think, but... I do it because otherwise I have such visions. They scrape and tear at my mind for days after such terrible things. Tell me. Jenny Ward. Did he cut her head off?
I'm sorry?
And her feet?
Father.
Did he?
You know,
were they placed together in a sink, a basin, or such like?
So Frank did tell you.
No. No, he only said they were dead. But I dreamt it. All of it. Only this last week. And he was there. You understand? The man I met yesterday, the one you have in your cell down the road, he was in my dream, standing in front of that house with the very fires of hell swarming all around him.
I don't know what to say to you, Father.
The murders were committed and displayed like that. As some sort of blasphemous mockery. You see, yesterday was Holy Wednesday, when Christ visited the house of Simon in Bethany. There, his head and feet were washed and anointed. It's a message, Jackie. It's some sort of message.
I don't know what you want me to say.
In the last days, God says your old men will dream dreams. Acts 2:17.
I have to go, Father.
Wait. Here, I have something for you.
What is it?
You may know your Bible, lass. But you may not know that certain early books were taken out. Edited, if you like, by the overzealous. This is a rather... well, just read it, will you? Knowledge can be a heavy burden. I've had quite enough of carrying it on my own.
Why don't you come to the station tomorrow, Father? And I'll take your statement properly then.
Something is happening on this island, Jackie. Something unholy and evil.
Good night, Father.
What did he give you exactly?
It was some kind of old religious book.
Did you read it?
No, not at the time, not till later on.
What did you make of Father McKenna?
Sir?
Well, it must have been difficult, the policewoman and the priest not seeing eye to eye, as he put it.
Not really. There was no animosity. I felt sorry for him. He'd been on Tolmore for over 30 years, and in that time he'd seen both the farming and fishing decline, and with them his own flock. There was nothing for the young to do on the island, no jobs, no life, really, so most of them went to the mainland, leaving Father McKenna with only an ageing congregation.
And how did you feel after you'd spoken with him? I mean, were you angry at all? Did he annoy you with his religious concerns? Did you have any issue with all that?
My issue was with the church, not Father McKenna, sir. He himself was harmless enough. And how did I feel? I'll tell you how I felt. Exhausted. It was the middle of the night. But I couldn't get those images of the Ward family out of my head. Look, sir, I have to stress, at this point, as far as I believed, we had the culprit in custody and there was no clear and present danger to anyone else on the island.
And yet, Sergeant, how wrong you were.
Hey, keep it down in there.
Omnium meorum peccator. Ique detesto. Queer peccando.
What the fuck? Put your clothes back on, man.
Non solum puernis adeuste.
I said, get dressed, pal.
Start to
sleep. You keep me up all your racket.
Said preser.
Ah, you pray all you like, but you're gonna pay for what you did to that family.
You will pay eventually.
What the fuck did you say, big man?
I have paid all my life. You think your God forgives?
Hey! Hey! Stay back!
You think he will bless you and your good deeds, huh, little man?
Just calm down there. Shit, how the fuck did you get all those scars? You a gang member or something?
No. But you're right about one thing. I am a killer. I have done things you could not possibly imagine. I have sliced the guts from a man while he still breathed. I have nailed 1,000 men, women and children to trees and left them to rot. I have torn the flesh from the living and fed it to their own dogs in front of their eyes.
You're sick in the head.
Go to your bed, fisherman. Go and suck with your wife's teeth.
Hey, hey, don't you dare talk about my wife.
Or if you prefer, the policewoman. Because very soon you will face your greatest fears. Darkness is rising, and we will all be tested. Only the strong will survive. Are you ready, my friend?
Fuck you.
Best get in your boat and leave this island. If you do not, you will die.
You threatening me now, huh?
Leave me in peace.
Don't you fucking threaten me, pal, because believe me, you will pay for what you've done.
Avi.
You murdering son of a bitch.
Mekarav anagamilach.
That's right, that's it. Kneel down, son. Get back to your prayers, you bastard.
Ananakana Nachira show. Damiragam Erdovak.
Don't you fucking speak my language, you hear me?
Oh, Yeshua, come. Forgive my bloody deeds.
Too late for that. Fucking hell.
Yeshua, come, my lord. Come to your unworthy servant.
Just you keep it down in there, alright? Keep it down.
Come, Yeshua. Come. Cleanse me with your holy fire. Yes. Yes. I commend this life into your hands. Yeshua, once more. Again and again. For time unending. Until you see fit to release my soul. Oh, Yeshua. Yeshua. Thy will be done!
On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.